You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Fashion. Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
It's fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Very excited about what you're bringing us this morning. Extremely topical. We're talking football jerseys, is that right?
Yes, that's the one. So the FIFA World Cup women's jerseys, because, you know, that is happening at the moment and is very exciting. And I know that many people who don't probably normally watch football are really into it. So
me, that is me.
Yeah, totally. I was into it when I was a kid. But yeah, this has just been really inspiring. And so I was watching a game on Saturday night with some friends, including someone who works for Oceania, and I was asking them questions about the uniform, and so I looked up some information as well, and there's a 104-page FIFA equipment regulation guide.
Wow.
Yeah, when designing kits for the World Cup, and the uniforms are called kits or just equipment or another word which I've completely just forgotten now, sorry.
Secret option number three.
Yeah, just because I'm so excited. So there's usually a home kit and then an away kit, you know, because when you think about it, sometimes the teams have the same colours. Weirdly, they're only allowed four colours per uniform, so they're limited to the numbers. And
true.
You've always got to have a light kit and a dark kit, so they can be seen on the TV and, I guess, by the fans, so they don't get mixed up.
I guess it makes sense, because if one team, if they have similar colours as another team, like if Australia and Brazil had to play each other,
it's all too much.
It would be a lot. So yeah, it's good that they, you know, could swap into the dark kit. At least one of them could.
Yeah, I guess it's like common sense. And there's a lot of rules around the heights of the numbers and the players' names and the amount of logos they can have on their shirts and those sorts of things. And of course, the goalkeepers must wear a colour that's not like anybody else's colour on the field. It can be the same as the opposing goalkeeper, I believe. But yeah, that, all the uniforms have to go to FIFA to be approved. And so that led me on to the ESPN website, who did a ranking of every team's kits.
for this tournament?
For this tournament, which is really funny. So 32 nations from six continents. And what's really sad is they put Zambia at number 32, which is really, and it's sad because they had to cancel their contract with their provider and created their own one called Copa and, you know, and designed it themselves. And so they came in at number 32. Oh,
boo ESPN. I reckon that gets punk points and takes you all the way up to the top, to be honest.
Yeah, well, it's an American website, of course, like American Sports Network. New Zealand came in at number 29. Ooh. And I'll read you what they said. Oh. Home shirt is covered in a mottled fern print that makes it look like it was last worn to paint the living room.
Oh, rude. I actually thought the New Zealand kit was really cool this year. I don't love the silver fern as a general, like, sports sort of imagery. I think probably because it's so tied to, like, men's football in my mind, men's rugby in my mind, which is, like, not hugely interesting to me. No shade to anyone who does love it. But I thought it was really cool. I actually thought it was a really Scucks kit.
Mottled.
So
yeah.
I'll take on whoever wrote this ESPN list. I already don't agree with them.
Is there an author attached, or is it a group project?
I'm not sure, but I'll send you the link. Our away shirt got away with being okay, though, because our away shirt is white with like vivid blue kind of trim and that sort of thing.
Terrible.
Interestingly, the majority of manufacturers are Nike and Adidas. There's also Reebok, Puma, and some other ones, like, which I think are, you know, close to those countries, you know, like manufacturing those countries. But what I did find quite interesting is that both Nike and Adidas took quite interesting influences. So, like, Italy, which is Adidas, their home shirt is mid blue, inspired by historic marble statues and classic architecture. But you don't really notice on the home shirt, but on the away shirt, you notice that it's a white shirt with a blue marble pattern. The Jamaican kit was, which is number 17, Italy is number 19, was designed in collaboration with fashion designer Grace Wells Bonner, who is normally a menswear designer, and she showed football shirts on the models in London Fashion Week alongside Diamante details and crochet pieces.
I have to say, I thought the Jamaican woman's kit was mean. Also, the Jamaican woman's team is called the Reggae Girls, which is such a cool name for a football team.
Yeah, that's awesome, eh?
And Bob Marley's daughter is like their main financial sponsor, which is also cool.
That's cool.
Very, very Jamaican royalty vibes.
Yeah. So I thought I'd tell you the top five. So number five, Japan, Adidas. Good. And it actually sold out prior to the tournament on the Adidas website. It's the away shirt, which is the pink and lavender gradient inspired
by
sunrise over Mount Fuji.
Oh, very nice.
Number four. Is Nike. Both home and away jerseys are inspired by 1920s Art Deco, and the home kit is precisely the off-white hue from the cladding of Wembley Stadium.
Oh, is this the woman, the England team?
Yeah.
All right.
And then the away jersey is inspired by the pale blue background of the motif influenced by old Wembley facade.
I think the England kit's pretty boring, actually. That gets a thumbs down from me. I would have definitely put Japan above that one.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah. So number three is Brazil, and that's Nike. And their yellow has a subtle foliage pattern representing the Amazon.
Ooh,
that's cool.
And their away shirt is a lush blue with a neon green leaf pattern on the shoulders and sleeves.
Yeah, that one is pretty cool.
France is number two, and it's Nike, and both kits were influenced by Orphism, which is 1920s abstract art movement derived from Cubism, and gave priority to light and colour. And their light blue home shirt has a lilac overtone. So that kind of
sounds awfully French.
It is extremely French. Also, the rooster is so French as well. Their whole they've got the rooster like we have the silver fern.
They got their silver then.
They do.
Yeah.
Again, I don't agree with the ranking on this. I think they've just, this person, whoever made this, I'm going to
It's an American website, so guess who's number one?
Oh, you're joking. Oh, my God, voter fraud.
So that's also Nike, and their home is white background with blue blobs and paint spots, influenced by 1940s New York abstract and expressionism, Jackson Pollock and Mark Rothko.
I did not like this one. I thought it was okay. If I was making this list, it would be in the middle, maybe. I think their away kit is really bad.
Let's call back to the critique of painting the living room.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I thought ours was very chic, and theirs was just a little bit rando, is my hot take on it.
Yeah,
I'm just offended that the Japan away kit wasn't number one, because that was so cool. It looks like a cool rainbow paddle pop.
Yeah, and then so there's some quite interesting articles as well. Of course, I always go to The Guardian, and they're talking about how it's become kind of like a fashion style. Pharrell Williams had one on the Louis Vuitton show that he did in June. Also, Burberry had some on their shows. And it also fueled a bloke core trend on TikTok. retro looking football shirts central to a starter kit that includes tracksuit trousers and a pint as an accessory.
Lads.
Yeah.
Love to see it. Bloke core.
Bloke core.
This is the TikTok thing of just chucking core on the end of anything does crack me up, I have to say. text us on 5395 your favourite kit of the tournament. I would be very interested to know. I know that we've already had texts about how good Japan's kit is, so I wouldn't be surprised to see that one come up there. We have already had someone say, I reckon that the Jamaica kit is the best. It's a classic football kit, which is true. It really is like, why fix what ain't broken type of a kit. Thank you for bringing us a bit of football jersey chat this morning, Penelope. What track have you given us to end on today?
I just thought I'd do Shonen Knife on Top of the World.
Feels like a good hype song. We will see you next week. Take care.
Thank you.
shown a knife, top of the world. Good football jersey text coming in. I appreciate the solidarity for the Japan away kit. That seems to be a fan favourite on the text machine this morning. Somebody's texted in to say, though, that they tried it on and it does not make you immediately look like a footballer. I had the exact same thought. I was like, maybe I'll just go see if I can put on this kit and maybe I'll, you know, maybe I'll get myself one, maybe I'll be a cool guy. No, did not look the same on me as it does on the very athletic team.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep beep.
Beep beep.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.